That. All right. Welcome to our pre-show for the 19th. And this here is Phil, and you're who you are. Woo. What are we doing here now? We're on a roller coaster. And Margaret, you...
I'm going to be doing the show today, yes.
Okay. Any particular reason?
I think it's because this voice is a lot more fun and relaxed for you to do rather than you to be you. I'm going to interview Jay Santos, who is very much on top of, or he thinks, this Brian Laundry.
Oh, the Brian... Who is this guy?
Brian Laundry is the boyfriend of Gabby Petito. A young, I believe that's how you pronounce her name.
Don't get the name wrong.
I won't get the name wrong.
Let me look here. It was a... Held at gunpoint by U.S. Marshals. Oh, give me a break. You fucking clowns. You cops have fucked this Gabby Petito thing up. Am I telling you your business? Yeah, I'm telling you your fucking business. More people ought to tell you your motherfucking business, cop. Okay? I don't know whether you guys, you know, I don't... You guys are so unused to busting fucking white people. Your fucking problem is this. This motherfucker who came back without this chick. Okay? The minute he came back without this chick and the minute they fucking reported this guy missing, or this girl missing, somewhere along the line, you motherfuckers are real good, man, at keeping tabs on the people you want to keep tabs on. But this guy, this good white boy from fucking Tampa or whatever the fuck, you lost track of his ass, didn't you? I mean, you're out there running around. That motherfucker blew his fucking brains out in that goddamn swamp. You want the truth? That Laundry motherfucker blew his fucking brains out as soon as he got into that fucking swamp. You ought to be looking inside the fucking gut of a goddamn gator. I've never seen anything like this before in my fucking life. And they don't want to answer any fucking questions. You motherfuckers are good at banging on doors and dragging people out of their fucking houses when you want to answer, when you want questions answered. All of a sudden, you're just hands off these people down in Tampa. Motherfucking Tampa. God. Federal authorities held a man who looked like Brian Laundry at gunpoint in the Appalachian Trail. Well, aren't you guys just fucking Sherlock Holmes? Wrong fucking guy, though. Cops burst into a fucking room with this guy in wherever the fuck it was, a Carolina hotel. They're on a hiking trip from Georgia to Virginia on the Appalachian Trail, and these dickheads come busting in on him. I don't give a shit if he looks like her. Why don't you guys do your fucking job? Exact day of death may never be known. The motherfucking parents aren't talking. They don't feel like fucking talking. They don't feel like answering questions. Laundry, he didn't want to answer. He wanted to be in the background. Was that it? Wasn't this motherfucker within the reach of law enforcement when he got back? Because he wanted to stay in the background? Wasn't that the quote? These guys, I'm telling you right now, we got a cop problem in this country. Whether you want to acknowledge it or not, whether you want to face it or not, we have a cop problem. A lot of them are just flat fucking criminal. Now, I know that they probably treat a lot of these lily white motherfuckers just fine, but these cops do whatever they want to do whenever they fucking want to do it. The only reason why we're finally on to some of these sons of bitches is this goddamn thing. People are turning this motherfucking thing on, and suddenly we got a videotape of some cop putting a bullet into the back of a man who's running away. We got the videotape of some cop strangling a man to death in a street. We got the videotape of some cop shooting a fucking motorist who's pulled over with his hands off the wheel, not on a weapon, nothing at all. Boom! Just fucking dead. Why do we know this? Because the cop turned himself in? Because other cops saw this happen and went, oh goodness, a crime! Because a citizen had to video this shit and give it to the fucking press. That's how. No fucking internal affairs that dug that shit up. That's the shit that pisses me off. That's got nothing to do with left, right. That ain't Republican. That ain't Democrat. That's a cop problem. Get fucking real, man. Are you kidding me? I used to trust cops. Look at me. Born fucking white, middle class. Of course I trusted cops. Not anymore. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen to me out there. I mean it. I see a black and white. I don't know what that motherfucker's up to. I don't know what that motherfucker is out doing. Tell him he's doing what? Looking for lawbreakers? Or has he got a fucking chip on his shoulder? Or is he just another fucking criminal motherfucker that was given a badge and a fucking gun because in real life, before he became a cop, he was just another powerless, dickless motherfucker. He needed to get some power in his life, so he became a cop. So he could push people around. Don't give me this bullshit about how there's so many good cops. There's so many good fucking cops. I'll tell you the good cops that you were talking about are. They're the gutless wonders who won't say anything. They don't say shit. I happen to fucking know, and you do too. These motherfuckers are flashing their white power bullshit, race war prepper motherfuckers, white nationalists. That's what populates the police departments of America. Fuck you if you don't get it. This is the pre-show, man. This is where I get my shit out. I haven't gotten mad on a pre-show in a long fucking time. I haven't gotten mad on a pre-show in a long time. It's the kind of shit that helps me flush out my shit. But I am not fucking kidding you. I am not fucking kidding you. Don't give me that shit. These motherfuckers are out there doing whatever the fuck they want to do. And who's going to turn them in? Who's going to talk? The good cops? The good cops don't say shit. What good cops? We got to wait for these pieces of shit to break the law, blow someone's fucking head off, shoot somebody in the back, strangle somebody and lie. You know, we got to wait for people to video this shit and then turn it over to the press before we find out what the fuck is going on. Arrogant motherfuckers. You and I are at risk from these motherfuckers in black and whites. And I can tell you something else, man. I don't put it past these assholes. Somebody watching this figures out what my car looks like, who I am, what my license plate is. Next thing you know, I'm getting pulled over for no fucking reason. Why? Because I hurt their fucking feelings. I don't give a shit how many cops like my show, quote unquote. I've heard that down through the years, and I really appreciate that. I really, really fucking do. I'd rather you guys do your motherfucking jobs. We have a cop problem, and I mean, these cops are pushing for a war with the citizenry. That's what they're pushing for. A war between citizens and cops. They think they're prepping for a race war. This is how fucking stupid some of these motherfucking cops are. They think there's a race war coming. No, I don't give a shit how long you've been out on the motherfucking street, dumb shit. You can be out on the street and just further reinforcing your own ignorance and prejudice. That doesn't do shit. You're reinforcing your own hatred out there. I'm talking about the problem that you guys are facing is not you're not facing a problem of race fucking war. You're facing a problem with an overall general war with the citizens of this country. Every fucking one, white and black. I don't know whether you guys noticed it or not. Maybe you ain't fucking bright enough. But that George Floyd shit that went down two summers ago, when you saw hundreds of thousands of motherfuckers in the street, I'm not talking about 10,000 or 20,000 at a Trump rally or 10,000 or however many were in the fucking Capitol storming it and taking a shit in the halls of the Capitol building. Tens of thousands of fucking people in the streets protesting police violence, white and black. And brown. And yellow. And all kind of motherfucking colors. That don't look like a race war to me. That looks like a lot of fucking people, white and black, that are tired of your shit. Now, the good cops out there, you better start getting good. I don't know what the fuck your problem is. You're sitting there on your fucking thumb. You go out, you do your job. Sure, that's great. You see these motherfuckers doing what they're doing. You know what they're doing. You know what they're talking about. You know what they're up to. You guys don't do shit. You good cops. You think keeping your fucking mouth shut, you're doing your job? Bullshit. You need another police benevolent. You need some other kind of parallel police organization, police benevolent association, some kind of police union, some kind of shit that divorces and divests yourself from these assholes where you have a organization of law-abiding police officers. That's what you need. Any motherfucker that's pulling this white bullshit, white supremacist shit, flashing their fucking race prepper, white power sign, whatever the fuck it is these cats are into, they get their asses pitched out and they get publicly fucking called out. You know, there's a flip side to this whole 2A thing. I don't know whether you guys are bright enough to get it or not, but there's a flip side to this gun rights shit. The flip side is everybody that owns a gun out here isn't necessarily a right winger. I don't know whether you know that or not. Everyone that has a fucking gun out here is not necessarily, you know, a dickless fucking capital insurrectionist, jive ass motherfucking militia. Some people who own guns out here own them for the for their own personal protection against motherfuckers like that. More than some. A fuck of a lot. And they're not necessarily people that automatically say, oh, the police are just, there's so many wonderful cops. They're not necessarily those kinds of people. They're people that have been up against it with cops in their lives. And they carry a gun for protection from cops. But the problem is, you're so goddamn, some of these cops are so fucking goddamn stupid. They just see this as a lot of shit talk that they get pissed off. They don't want to clean up their act. They want to take a look and say, well, what the fuck is it that we're doing that we've engendered so much fucking anger in the American people? And it ain't me. Like I said, take a look at what happened 2 summers ago. You think I'm making that shit up? Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in the streets. Hundreds of thousands of fucking people all over the fucking world. Because all of a sudden we found all this good cop shit, this good cop shit, that. This cop's so wonderful, that cop's so wonderful. Well, guess what? These motherfuckers, guess what they're pulling when our backs are turned? They're killing people, murdering people. Beating people within an inch of their fucking lives. And then denying all of that shit, unless we got them on fucking tape. Unless somebody's standing there with a fucking phone, these motherfuckers will sit there and tell you until the cows come home, man, until the end of time, how they didn't do shit. That must be somebody else. We didn't do that. That's not, we didn't do, bullshit. That's the part that pisses me off. I feel, as a citizen, like I've been fucked and chumped by these motherfuckers. That I'm out there on, Support Law Enforcement Day, and I'm taking a tour of the goddamn police station with my fucking kids. Meantime, that shit's going on. Raising fucking money, buying them flak jackets, whatever the fuck. And in the meantime, what do we got? Well, you know, there's a few bad apples. My fucking ass! People expect criminals to act like criminals. Criminal is a criminal. I don't expect the police to act like criminals. See the difference? So don't give me this shit about how, you know, there's a crime wave out there and there's so many much worse things. I understand that the nature of the world, but I do not expect my police officers to act like criminals. See, that's a problem. I already get that we have criminals. I know that there's lawbreakers. I know there's all kinds of bad people in the world. But when the motherfucking cops are the bad people, now you got a real fucking serious problem. And so far, I don't see any fucking solution. So far, we got a sheriff here in L.A. that thinks he's God, Jesus Christ himself, this motherfucking sheriff we got. Running all kinds of cover-up for these fucking gangs of fucking sheriffs out there with their own goddamn nicknames, running around and doing their vigilante shit. The L.A. County Sheriff, who never had any fucking good rep in this part of the world at all, ever. Never. Been a problem from the day I was fucking born, L.A. County Sheriff. Always a fucking problem with these motherfuckers. Now, you notice I'm doing this on the pre-show. I'm doing this to my subscribers. And I know that, you know, I'll probably, you know, piss some people off, lose some subscribers because of this. But this is unedited pre-show prep. This is sometimes how we prep. Sometimes you have to get emotional. Sometimes you have to just divest yourself of a lot of shit that's inside, you know. And if I'm the wrong kind, if my personal opinions are the wrong kind of opinions, I apologize, but hey, can't please everybody. You're never going to find a guy in this fucking world, as much as I appreciate my fans and as much as I appreciate my subscribers, as much as I appreciate all of that, you're never going to find a guy who gives less of a shit about what people think of my politics. Now, I have kept my politics out of the show since last fall, since almost a year ago, basically. As I promised I would do, and I have. Kept them out of my Twitter feed, kept it off of my Facebook account. And that's the way I like it. But on this here pre-show, this is where I... This is the unedited Phil Hendry. This is where I get my shit out, man.
Well, do you feel better, Phil?
Not really, no.
All right, I didn't think you did.
No.
You're still... So I'm going to take over the program because you're not in any kind of an emotional state. You gave quite... Oh, look at this. Here's a fight. You love this. This is why you like hockey.
It's true. This is a fight between a duck and a flame.
A duck and a flame?
Yeah, well, that wasn't much of a fight. There were two punches thrown. Meanwhile, Anaheim, you're down by a goal, so I don't know what... Is that the end of the game? 2-1, Flames... Ducks, Flames are 0-1 on the year. Oh, third period. The Ducks are 1-1 on the year. The Flames are 0-1. Where do I watch this game, man?
You don't have time to watch a game, Phil. Now, we have Jay Santos. Jay?
Yes, right. I was out on the Appalachia Trail. We're trying to find Brian Laundry. And we've been out. We had members of the Appalachia. We had members of the Mountain Trail Guide. We had members of the Appalachia Trail Guides and members of Wild Mountain Boys.
The Wild Mountain Boys.
Yeah, this is the name of the group. This is a Citizens Auxiliary Police group up there, Wild Mountain. The Mountain Men.
1-0 Calgary. What are they showing the... Oh, they're showing highlights of this game. They're at the Saddle Dome in Calgary. Sponsored by Canadian Tire, Safeway. We used to have Safeway markets in California. Now they're just in Canada and in fucking... they're in Canada and they're in Hawaii. That's where Safeway is. Oh, that puck went right under the guy's left arm. That's a cheap fucking goal, man. That's too bad. All right.
Hi.
Beautiful. I like that, man. I like that, baby.
That's right. We are looking for Brian Laundry, who is out on the...
And you came back in, right?
All right. Yes, we did.
See, this was the thing that I wanted to mention. I'm Roy Biskey, and...
Roy, you are a listener of Phil Hendry's.
I'm a long-standing listener of Mr. Hendry's, yes. And I'm a listener in Boston, Massachusetts. I have been listening to Mr. Hendry. I've been listening to Mr. Santos for a long time. And I've been very much a fan of Mr. Santos.
Thank you.
All right. But I'm... at a loss as to why you have withdrawn.
We have withdrawn because of the conditions that we volunteered.
You volunteered to the U.S. Marshals.
We did. We volunteered to the U.S. Marshals to go looking for Brian Laundry. When I got out on that trail, and a trail commences where we picked it up in Sumner, Georgia, which then traverses up over the Georgia Pines and into Blue Ridge Mountains. And if you've ever heard the song In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, I started singing that song to myself to remind me of where I was going.
I don't know that any of this is true. The Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, that was a song. Doesn't mean that that's where the trail goes.
I think I know where the trail went.
All right.
So you were on the trail of Brian Laundry.
I was on that trail. Testing 1-2.
La-dee-dee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. Wow. I got to go get printer ink tomorrow. Really got to get some printer ink, bitch. All right, so how long was our pre-show for today? The show's... That's the pre-show. 20-minute pre-show. Woo-hoo! County of Ventura mask required in all indoor space regardless of vaccination status. Ventura County Public Health Officers extended the indoor mask... It's not being observed in Ventura County. That's okay. Motherfuckers are showing what they're all about. They don't give a shit whether you live or whether you fucking die, man. That's what's happening in Ventura County, California. No one gives a fuck whether you live or whether you die, bitch. But that's okay. I'm fully fucking vaccinated myself. Now, the not fully case rates among fully vaccinated and non-vaccinated population. The non-vaccinated people... in August of 2021, man, they're fucking the case rate went way up. It's coming down. You want to know why? Because of the vaccinated people. There are not as many carriers. But this is a math that these stupid cocksuckers are never going to understand. So fuck them and the horse they rode. I hope they fucking die. I hope the motherfuckers die. 7-day PCR testing positive, blah, 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 blah. Okay. All this fucking summer, every job that I worked, I had to get tested, COVID tested. At the fucking site, a week before I started the job. You wouldn't believe it, man. 80% of Ventura County, California, vaccinated with at least one dose. I've had 2 doses and the booster and a flu shot. And I'm good looking. I'm healthy. I'm as old as I am, and I can jog up fucking hills and run down and body surf. And, you know, I'm badass. All right. So I'm kidding around. I'm not really kidding around, but I don't think I'm badass. Well, when I have to be, I am, but I'd rather not be. Anyway, I've gotten both the thing and the booster and the thing. Every fucking shot you should get, I got, man. The only one I ain't got is shingles. I had fucking chicken pox as a kid. I'm supposed to get the shingles shot because anybody can get shingles, and it fucking sucks. Because my agent, my old agent, David Katz, had it years ago, and he was a guy in his late 30s, and he got shingles, and he was in fucking agony. It ain't no fun, man. Look it up. Booster fact sheet. Well, this is all fake news. People previously vaccinated with Pfizer who should receive a booster include ages 65, old long-term care, ages 50 through 64, with underlying medical conditions. People who may consider receiving a booster. Boosters are available through all current channels, clinics, neighborhood pharmacies. Boom, boom, bing, bing, bang, bang. California is ready to administer boosters to those who are recommended for boosters immediately. Immediately. So go get one. I got mine in Florida. And really, really great chick. I shouldn't say chick. Yeah, a fine young pharmacist at Walgreens. That's where Jackie and I went in Florida. She was the coolest of the cool, man. This girl was great. And she said, you're from California. Well, you can't. She was kidding around with me. You can't get your booster shot here. I go, really? She goes, I'm kidding. But we got ours, man. I got mine that Sunday, when I first arrived. When was that? Was it the 24th is when I first got to Florida. And I got home on the 4th of October. And what's the date today? The 18th. That's 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I got home, and I feel like I've been gone for a year. That's how much I miss that kid. That's what happens. Isn't that lovely? Let's get with it, Phil. Okay, sorry, shit. Request a mobile COVID-19 vaccination clinic to your event or location at no cost. Businesses or organizations, well, that's cool, must have at least 35 people that would like to get vaccinated. That is really cool. If you want the COVID vaccine, we have a mobile unit showing up. That's very beautiful, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So here's what I want to do. I want to get my... my thing, man. Let me get my thing, my thing. You know, dude, my thing. What's today? The 18th? 11. What's the schedule for today, man? What's the schedule this week, Sammy? I'm going to have to look at the... I don't know, man. Do we have any spots for this week? You know what? I'm going to send him an email. Because I don't think I got anything here from Sammy for this week. That's kind of fucked up. Let me write it to him. Get out of here. Fuck off. He might have sent me an email. I didn't see it. That's very possible.